USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 20 states are now backing a decision to put a hold on the Trump administration's new immigration rule that would give it more authority to quickly deport illegal immigrants. The group of 18 attorneys general saying in a court filing they support a preliminary injunction that would block that rule from taking effect while it's being challenged in court. A light rail train derails in Sacramento last night. A Sacramento fire official says luckily
no one had any life-threatening injuries and there were no deaths associated with this incident.
California's two biggest metro areas have the worst commutes in the nation, according to a new study that says L.A. area drivers suffer the longest delays, coming in second, the San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stone? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Federal investigators issuing subpoenas now to several corrections officers at the federal lockup where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. The subpoenas come amid reports of a lack of cooperation from some of the workers on duty at the time of the suspect's suicide. They're declining requests for interviews, and many have lawyered up. The Justice Department reportedly looking into whether two prison guards were sleeping on duty at that federal detention center when Epstein took his own life on the 10th of August. Americans will need a new real ID or accepted alternative ID if they want to get on a plane after October 1st of next year, and the Transportation Security Administration is launching a new campaign urging people to make the switch sooner rather than later. Most states have already started issuing real IDs. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kendrick Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you? When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective. You
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
The nation's biggest phone companies now promising to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. The pledge is part of an agreement with 51 attorneys general. Officials say there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones in July alone. The agreement calls for the phone companies to use call blocking technology and to provide free blocking tools to customers as well. President Trump weighs in on some news about a former staffer.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, "Just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And a New York woman has a fishing story that would certainly be unbelievable if she didn't have the pictures to prove it. Debbie Geddes reeling in a fish that has two mouths. She reeled it in while recently angling on Lake Champlain in New York State. The odd-looking trout has what appears to be a second mouth right below its regular mouth. Geddes says she actually hooked the fish by its lower mouth, for the record. She ended up releasing the fish back into the lake since she says it otherwise appeared to be in good health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.